dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is a Wednesday. Can you believe it's the last week of January? I guess with the weather the way it was, it seems slow, but by the time it gets gone, January is about past us, and we're going to be heading into the home stretch of a sports season on the high school side. It's going to start getting to the point where you're paying attention to college basketball, and now there are no undefeated teams left in the country after Kentucky was upset last night. Doug Duda along with you here on the show today. Tony Davis, the Big Daddy, is out. He will be back tomorrow. Derek Stinson doing all the producing as usual. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That's the phone number. We're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to next week's Nebraska women's home basketball game. These are reserved tickets for Nebraska women's basketball. Oklahoma State comes in next Wednesday, 7:05 at the Devaney Center. So later on in the show today, we're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack. If you want to take the kids, if you want to take part of your basketball team, if you just want to go as a family, we're going to give you opportunities every day between now and Tuesday to win those tickets. So plan on that. You'll always need to know the number at 888-455-ESPN. Tonight, the Nebraska women are at home as they are on the road as they take on Texas Tech. They've never won there. Nebraska ranked as high as fourth in the coaches' poll, sixth in the AP, one of two unbeaten teams in the game. Will be televised tonight on My TV, which is Channel 17, if you are in the Tri-Cities with Charter Communications. The men are at Colorado tonight. They need a win really, really bad, although at this point, doesn't matter. I mean, right now they're playing for the NIT, so if they don't win tonight, they're looking at a sub-500 record after starting the year 12-3. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk with Russ Neinmeyer. He's the head girls basketball coach at Sandy Creek. They are unbeaten. They'll take on their rival Sutton, who has won 13 in a row. That's tomorrow night, and those games tomorrow will be on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll talk with him later on in the program, probably around the bottom of the hour, it looks like. Kevin Lofton, the co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK, is going to join us here in about 5 minutes as well. But what a rough night last night for UNK. Really can't be any worse when you lose two ball games in the last 10 seconds and you had the lead in both of those ball games. I don't know which one was rougher. We'll talk to coach about it, but for the men, they were ahead 64-58 with just over a minute to go. Missed some free throws, did not score again. A steal, there's a three-pointer in there. Everything that Shadron had to do, they did, and they come back and hit two free throws with 6 seconds left to win it 65-64. For the UNK women, they were up 11 with 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. And Caitlin Petrie playing against UNK, the Kearney Catholic grad, the All-Stater, her first chance to go against her old team, and she made them pay. She scored just 17 points, but that was enough to be the team leader, and she hits the game winner with less than a second to go, takes the inbounds pass, goes coast to coast, and scores a 12-footer with about a half second left, and they win the ball game 61-60. UNK now returns home, and they get to be here for at least a little while, a couple of weekends, and that's good for them. Colorado Springs comes in. It's going to be a busy day at the Health and Sports Center coming up on Saturday. Women's basketball at 1, men's basketball at 3, and then the wrestling team will take over at 7 as they host top-ranked UNO, and that's always quite the duel. And UNO is good, and we'll find out as the season moves along, but I think the talk of them being the best Division II wrestling team of all time, this year could be getting the job done, and they are just that good. Either they're that good or there's that much of a drop-off between number one and everybody else. So that's what's going on at UNK this weekend. Also, basketball action going on in the high school scene. A ton of games last night, and we will take a look at that as conference tournaments continue to move along. Australian Open overnight. How come three of the four men's quarterfinals end in, well, basically default? Novak Djokovic ends up going the rest of the way, but he had to take a medical timeout after losing the first two sets today, and or at least going 2-0 down in the fourth with a stomach virus and all kinds of problems for him, and he ends up losing to Tsonga. Also, Roger Federer moves on. Federer doesn't win it, it would just be an amazing shock, because Roddick's out, Nadal's out, Andy Murray's left, Djokovic's out, who has actually given Federer a little bit of problems, so we'll see what happens there. And then also overnight, the Williams sisters. Venus wins the first set and loses the match. Serena loses the first set and is down 4-0 in the second set and rallies to win in three sets here today. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And don't forget, there's a Loper Luncheon tomorrow at the UNK Health and Sports Center. All the coaches will be on hand to talk. They start serving lunch at 11:45, and you'll hear swimming and cross-country and basketball for men's and women's and a little wrestling. But right now, as we do every Wednesday, it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by the College Store, hey, Lopers, we're located on 1420 West 24th. We're open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Again, it's always this time of the year I figure kids are in there, and I mean, I was the same, and I don't know if Daddy ever bought a textbook, but, you know, you're about 3 weeks into class, you go, eh, maybe I can't really just slide through here. Maybe I'm going to need that textbook. Well, the cheapest place to get the best textbooks, the College Store, just south of the Health and Sports Center, or you can go online, thecollegestore.com. And I'm sure he's on minimal sleep, so we appreciate Kevin Lofton, the co-head men's basketball coach of the Lopers, joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, thank, good morning to you too, Doug.
I'll tell you what, we've just talked about it. It can't be any rougher than it was for the men and the women last night. Both teams playing opponents that you figure you're going to have a competitive game with, and both teams have leads, and both teams unable to hold on. And then, to make matters worse, you got to get on that bus at midnight and drive all night home. Couldn't have been pleasant last night.
Oh, welcome to the RMAC, yeah. and welcome to Kearney Chadron. You know, I think Chadron, the record, they were struggling going into the game. I think they coming off a two-game losing streak on the men's side. But it's like I told Dave Jenner on the radio show, I mean, it's Kearney Chadron, it doesn't matter what the record is. When it's a rivalry game, you're going to get their best shot, and their crowd is always a lot of fun. You know, I've been going up, that's my 15th time going up there, and, you know, they always pack the place for us, and they always are rowdy, and if it's a close game, you can't hear yourself think, and that's pretty much what happened last night.
Coach, I think if you've been around the game long enough, which you have, you're going to be on the winning side of this once in a while, and you're going to be on the losing side of this once or twice in your career. And I guess that just doesn't make it any easier, though.
No, it doesn't. I mean, yeah, it just, the game was one of those where you have your, when you are on the road and you have a chance to win a basketball game, you got to grab it by the throat. And we just did not do that over the last 2 minutes. I mean, I think, if I remember right, we had a, you know, 6 or 7 point lead with just a little over a minute to play. And, you know, at that point, it's a free throw contest. You make your free throws, then maybe you can change up your defenses a little bit and try to just kind of milk the clock down and get out of there with a win. And we just couldn't buy a free throw. And that kind of made it hard to change defenses. And they did a good job of attacking the rim and forcing the referees to make calls. And we've been going up there 15 years. A referee, they did a good job. They've always done us a fair job up there, in my opinion. You know, I think this is only the second time we've lost up there, and you know, we get a good job from the referees up there. We just didn't do what we needed to do to win a basketball game.
Kevin Lofton joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK. Even after the free throws go down with 6 seconds, there's 6 seconds left. Take me through that last 6 seconds.
Oh, I remember. Oh, you're going to make me relive it. from what I can remember, we coming out of a timeout. They had a guy going to the. That was just before. Before they I think it was about 7 or 8 seconds left. They get a shot up. We're in our man-to-man defense, and the guy misses it. It was around the rim. It was a good play they had drawn up, and he missed it. And we had a chance. We had two guys right there. If we grab it, then it's pretty much over. They got to foul us again, and by the time you know they can get it up the floor, it's going to be pretty hard for them. But they made a hustle play. You know, they got a guy in between our two guys, and he wrestled it away from us, and he went up for the shot and got hit. And at that point, he goes to the free throw line, we call timeout to kind of ice him a little bit. He comes out, makes the first one, makes the second one, and at that point, it's, you know, we still got a chance, inbounded to our point guard, Akeem Morsant, and he tries to push it up the floor, and they do a good job of crowding him and kind of pushing him to the sideline and made it pretty hard for him to get a shot off. So, you know, we had our chances, Doug. I mean, if free throws aside, that was a big part of it. You know, one thing that hurt us is we couldn't get him stopped without fouling him. You know, as that minute wore on, when you got a lead, the two things you don't want to do is you don't want to foul and let them score with the clock stopped. And we did a poor job defensively of that over that last minute and a half. And the other thing we didn't want to do is give up a three. Now, we did a good job at not giving up a three-point shot, but, you know, we had a couple times where they drove it in there. We fouled them. That put them on the free throw line, and they made their free throws. You got to give them that. They made plays at the free throw line, and we just didn't do it. So, you know, you can't do anything about it now. You just got to keep a good attitude and go back to work tomorrow afternoon and try to get ourselves ready for the Colorado Springs coming in on Saturday.
Well, Kevin, you guys must have done some good things to get up by 7 points in this basketball game. It obviously was decided on the scoreboard in that last minute in 18, but Josiah 19 and 11. And I've been reading and seeing and listening and hearing more about Akeem, and I know we brought him up at the very beginning of the year, but he seems to be, for a young guy, progressing. What worked well for the first, you know, 30 minutes of the game last night?
It was kind of an interesting game. We came out, we jumped up 12 points, and the kids were real excited, and I kind of knew it. And with Shattering, they're going to make a run at you. And they did make a run, and we went back and forth in that first half. We went up in that halftime, up one. And then we came out, and they jumped on us again. But our kids, to their credit, they fought back, and, you know, we kind of went from a man to a zone, and that kind of allowed us to get back in the game and get the lead back and then build the lead. So, I mean, I guess what went right is our kids hung in there. When things were going against us, they hung in there and they kept fighting and they gave themselves a chance to win the game. We just didn't finish. You know, Josiah had struggled quite a bit throughout the whole course of the game, but the last 5 minutes, he stepped up and made us a couple big baskets. Akeem was in a shooting slump. I think he was 0 for his last. He went 0 for 7 against Mines, I think, and then he came out and went 4 for 9 against Shatter, and he had 4 big threes for us. So, you know, there were bright spots here and there. But it's just hard to, you know, when you have a chance to win a game, you got to take advantage of it. And we just couldn't get it done last night.
Kevin Lofton joins us on this week's Loper Link. He's the co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK. Well, Coach, finally, you get to come home for the next four basketball games. And as you mentioned, it starts with Colorado Springs on this Saturday. Metro comes in, Regis, and it won't be too long, 2 weeks again. You get to play Shattering State on your home court. At least you get to be home. Talk about where you're at. I know a lot of people want to know where you're at as far as postseason and in the conference and getting seeds. I know there's a lot of games left, but this obviously would set up for a four-game home stretch. You guys need to take care of business here.
No question, Doug. You know, I don't know if you're aware of the new format. In past years, they just took the top eight. They looked at the records of the teams on the west side. They looked at the records of the team on the east side, and they just took the top eight. Combining both sides. This year, they separated it out. They're going to take the top four from the west. They're going to take the top four from the east. And then at that point, they're going to, that's how, you know, the top seeds on each side will host the first round game. In this situation right now, I think there are four teams really in a dogfight. With Shattering beating us now, there's probably a fifth team that's crawled back in it for three spots. I think Metro has pretty much got themselves, unless they just implode here down the stretch, they're probably going to win the Eastern Division. Okay, so that leaves three spots left, and there's probably five teams with a legit chance to get those three spots. So it's going to be really interesting coming down the stretch. Needless to say, these four games at home are crucial, really crucial. I mean, you know, as down as we are about the Shattering game, you know, we're 9-9. Obviously, we would like to be a lot better than that, but it is what it is. That's where we're at. with 9 games left to play, 6 of the 9 are at home. So we really got to take care of home court. If we can do that, then you finish, you know, above 500, which was better than we did last year, and you get yourself into the conference tournament, I think, which is better than we did last year. So at this point, you know, there's a ton to play for. We're one of five teams fighting for 3 spots on that east side, and we got to find a way to get in there.
Coach, before we let you get out of here this week, we always want to talk about what's on the horizon. Recruiting-wise, how much are you guys having an opportunity to go watch anybody play? And I know you can't throw out specific names, but are you comfortable with where you're at right now for next year's class?
No, I mean, we're obviously looking. We got some young kids. You know, to be honest with you, Doug, I mean, our main focus to this point has been with our ball club this year, trying to get the most out of them. With the state tournament coming up here in the state of Nebraska, obviously, you know, some of the better players, some of the better teams are going to be stepping to the forefront. We have a list of kids we've kind of been keeping an eye on there. And then, you know, I think we're going to have to go out and hopefully, you know, you look at Mesa State, they're 17 in the country right now. And it's because of one player, the Mike Dominguez kid. He went to Northeastern Community College. After that, he went to Sterling, Colorado. Then he went to Florida Atlantic, transferred back. With 1 year to play, and he's really he's taking them to new heights. And, you know, that's kind of something we kind of would like to try to hopefully get our hands on here in the recruiting season here after our season's over, is maybe get a D1 comebacker or a really high-level junior college kid. Marty Levinson is our graduate assistant this year. He spent some time out in California over the last few years and developed some contacts and some relationships with some current players out there that still have eligibility, and we're looking closely at them as well. So we're going to keep an eye on in-state talent like we always do, but we're also keeping an eye out for a Division I transfer or a really good junior college player.
All right, Coach. I know those have always been staples if we can find them, and so let's see what happens. And a lot of basketball left, so we'll let you put your head maybe back on the back of that chair there for a little bit. Kevin, thanks for the time.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Kevin Lofton, the co-head men's basketball coach of the UNK Lopers. Just tough loss last night. They're up 7 with a minute 18 to go, and Shadron gets the big bucket and a steal and makes their free throws. UNK did not, and couldn't get that last shot down. So now they come home, and let's see if we can get some wins in the book. Athletic department will be hosting their annual Optimist Youth Day this Saturday against Colorado Springs. That means all kids 17 and under will receive free admission to the games at 1 and 3 on Saturday. The Optimist Youth Club will also be handing out free giveaways directly following the contest. Of course, Kearney Optimist supports numerous youth-oriented activities and organizations around the Kearney area. So don't forget, 17 and under, get in free this Saturday. In other UNK news, the women and the men both, of course, will be at home Saturday. The women have their makeup game with York on Monday at the Health and Sports Center at 6. Wrestling team hosting UNO Saturday night. The Mavericks are number 1 in the country. That's at 7 o'clock. The track team will be at Doan this weekend. Tennis is at Nebraska, and swimming and diving will be hosting UNO Saturday afternoon at 2. And that's this week's Loper Link, brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th. They've got your textbooks, and they're the cheapest textbooks guaranteed. Ask the manager for details, or you can shop online at thecollegestore.com. And by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and we have more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, including Sandy Creek coach Russ Neinmeyer, your chance to win Nebraska women's basketball tickets, all coming up.
How do you say go, Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go, Lopers!
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, sand bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
More great high school basketball action can be heard on our network of stations this week. On Classic Hits 98.9, Thursday, Pleasanton is at Ravenna, and Friday, Elm Creek will be hosting Overton. On ESPN 1460, Friday, Kearney High is at Columbus. Thursday, on 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia girls play Wahoo Newman, and Friday, the St. Cecilia boys take on Fremont Bergen. And on the Breeze 94.5, Thursday, Sutton is at Sandy Creek. Friday, Lawrence Nelson is at Silver Lake. Plus, all the games are on the web at ESPN Superstation.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on through the day today. Could even see a few flurries in spots. Otherwise, look for clearing skies as well later today with high temperatures in the mid and upper 20s. North wind stay at 5 to 15. Back to 6 above tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Oh, what's coming up, folks? That's right, the Super Bowl. And speaking of the Super Bowl, you'll want to watch it at Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. They're throwing a huge Super Bowl bash. Their pregame gets going almost as early as television and radio pregame at 2 in the afternoon. $3 Coors and Miller Big Ass Beers all day. Giveaways and contests with lots of great prizes all day long. And just in time for the Super Bowl, the unveiling of the new and improved restroom facilities, which will be important during a big bash as the Super Bowl, as we all know. That's one of the drawbacks to the home party, the restroom facilities. No one wants to go in there.
Hey, you got a line. You got a line at your bathroom at home, that's not a good thing.
You kind of know who you're following there. And anyway, it's all about cheap alcohol and great times with your friends. Isn't that what it's always about? The Super Bowl, a great game, and you'll be there. You don't have to worry about cleaning up the mess. You don't have to worry about setting up all the food and the drinks because they've got it taken care of for you with great HD TVs all over the place. It's the Super Bowl bash going on at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Sunday, February 7th. The doors open at 2, and don't forget, the following weekend, February 12th and 13th, it is Mardi Gras weekend, Fat Tuesday on the 6th. 16th. Oh, they are planning some great things. All I can say is beads, 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 beads. Cunningham's will have plenty of them. And hopefully you'll be there to earn them. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney Center. Check out our new Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who do you think will win the Super Bowl, the early leader? Of course, the Indianapolis Colts. Who do you think will win the Super Bowl, the Colts or the Saints? For the last couple of weeks here, we've had up where should the Nebraska football team be ranked in the 2010 preseason poll. Quite a few votes here, and top 50, we just gave you top 5, top 10, top 15, top 20. And you know what? I'm actually a little bit surprised. Husker fan didn't just go psycho and vote top 5. In fact, top 5 came in last place in this little vote. Top 15, 43% of the vote, closely followed by the top 10 with 39%. 15% went to the top 20 and only 4% for the top 5. So Nebraska, fans, the ones that voted on our Sun Heat Hot Topic, thought somewhere in that 10 to 15 range, I believe. And I think that's where you'll see him. I've seen him in some of these early prognostications be as high as about number 8 and then maybe around 14. So we'll see how the offseason progresses. We'll see how this recruiting class goes. And Brian Munson, of course, joined us yesterday from Big Red Report and Scout.com. If you missed that, you can always catch the Doug and Daddy podcast on the website, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. I'll tell you what, coming up, Russ Neinmeyer is going to join us here from Sandy Creek. This is a program that has just been absolutely outstanding, with some great names, with some great girls that have went on and done some very good things in the collegiate ranks, Hastings College, UNK, many other places, whether it's volleyball or whether it's basketball or even some track. They've had some kids do some great, great things. They are 15-0 on the season. Here we go, folks. Our first chance to give you a family four-pack of tickets to Wednesday's, that's 1 week from tonight, Nebraska women's home basketball game. Now, they're going to be favored tonight, even though it's a tough one. They've never won at Texas Tech, and then Colorado Saturday. You could be watching the 19-0 Huskers, who will be in the top four in the country then if that happens, taking on Oklahoma State. Here is the trivia question at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. Sandy Creek, between 1991 and 2001, won how many state championships? Between 91 and 2001, how many state championships did the Sandy Creek girls basketball team win? First correct caller gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Nebraska-Oklahoma State women's basketball game in Lincoln next Wednesday, and we'll talk with Coach Neinmeyer coming up after this break.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com. And your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on through the day today. Could even see a few flurries in spots. Otherwise, look for clearing skies as well later today with high temperatures in the mid and upper 20s. North winds stay at 5 to 15. Back to 6 above tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, I mean, we just got a winner, folks. And, I mean, the phones were lighting up that whole time. Derek says they've guessed everything from 2 to 12.
Yeah, we had 3 through 7 guesses a lot. And then we had a 9 to 10. We had a guy guess 12.
How many state titles have they won in the last decade? 12? 12?
But Greg from Roseland, he got it. He had 8. So that's a dynasty right there.
I'll tell you what, Silver Lake, he's over there from Silver Lake territory. Their girls basketball program is kicking butt and taking names. They've moved up. They've been number one in Lincoln. They moved up to number one in Omaha this week, and they won last night. So congratulations to Greg from Roseland. He is the first winner of a family four-pack of tickets to watch the unbeaten Nebraska women's basketball team next Wednesday in Lincoln against Oklahoma State. We'll give you another chance tomorrow on the program to win tickets. So keep it here for that. And in just a moment, Russ Neinmeyer is going to join us here from Sandy Creek. But there was so much basketball action last night. Want to take a look at what happened on the conference side of things. In the boys' portion of the Centennial Conference, Grand Island Central Catholic got a battle. The number one seed beat Elkhorn Mount Michael 54-44, while Hastings St. Cecilia, not much problem with Boys Town, 63-36. Archbishop Bergen and Lincoln Christian move on. All the semifinals and finals for this are at Lincoln Christian, by the way, coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In the Central Conference Tournament, Seward beat Fairbury, York over Central City, Aurora beat Holdridge, Columbus Lakeview downed Schuyler. In the Crossroads, Giltner beat Meridian, and Hampton was a winner over High Plains. And in the Republican Plains Conference Tournament last night, in the quarterfinals for the boys, Arapahoe 4 better than Bertrand. Cambridge knocked off the top seed Alma by 2. Hay Center beat Paxton, and Juanita Palisade beat Dundee County. In girls' conference tournament action, Hastings St. Cecilia was down by 9 early but beat Grand Island Central Catholic 61-49. Lincoln Christian, Aquinas, and number one Bishop Newman moved on. Central Conference girls, Holdridge beat Northwest 44-33. They now face top-ranked and unbeaten Seward, who just mauled Fairbury. York beat Aurora, and Crete beat Columbus Lakeview. In the Southwest Conference, Gothenburg and Valentine move on. Hampton and Dorchester were winners in the Crossroads Conference tournament as well in conference play last night on the girls' side.
Some great high school basketball action going on in conference play this week. A lot more conference tournaments coming up next week, which allows us a few more big games before we head into Saturday. And one of those is tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear it on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, as Sutton takes on Sandy Creek. And this will be highlighted by the girls' game. And we're pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the longtime head coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars, Russ Neinmeyer, whose team is ranked number one and unbeaten. And, Coach, I guess it's a little bit like the good old days in Cougarland.
Yeah, it's been a great year so far for the kids. They have really worked hard, and it does look like the old type of ball that we used to play.
Coach, I guess with everybody getting involved in this, especially from a media standpoint, it's not like Sandy Creek basketball fell off the map, though, either, did it?
No, it hasn't. It's just that it's just been refreshed a little bit, and we obviously, you got some players right now that can are excited about playing, and they're athletic, and we're getting back to the style that we used to play.
Well, your girls, I guess, opened the eyes of a lot of people, not just in Kearney, but across the state. That very first weekend in the Hastings College Tournament, you come out on your home court, you knock off a Kearney Catholic team that's a class higher, that's ranked number two, that a lot of people thought had a chance to win state, and maybe they still do. But talk about what that did that first weekend to go out and win that tournament.
That was a tremendous shot in their confidence, you know, to play a team like Kearney Catholic and come out on top was a great boost for our program. You know, I think a lot of our success this year has built off of our volleyball program, how well they've done in the fall. And right now the kids just know how to win. That's the key.
Well, you got a lot of names that are familiar. Maybe they're younger sisters, maybe they're daughters by this time, but we see a lot of names that are very familiar, starting with the Shaw girls.
Yep, that's a strong family in our area. Right now, Michaela and Carrie are playing extremely well, and they're continue to keep going for the Cougars.
Russ Neidmeyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're 15-0 on the season, and Coach, kind of after that weekend, that opening weekend, you were able to roll quite a few of your opponents on the scoreboard, but it looks like things the last couple of weeks getting a little more interesting, and last week against Thayer Central, you had to take it right down to the horn.
You know, I think everybody at this time is getting their A games going, and if you don't have the A game, you'd be prepared if we could take a loss. So that may be a wake-up call for us, we hope, and going into tonight's game that we'll be ready to play.
Anything that you're working on or maybe wasn't clicking as well the last couple of weeks as it was the first month of the season, or is it just other teams starting to catch up a little bit and maybe seeing some tape and scouting you a little better?
I think probably seeing us and watching film against us has helped them. But, you know, we still need to keep pushing the ball. Our shooting's getting better. Rotations. The key for us right now might be the depth of our bench and how well they come off and play for us.
And you mentioned that there's a great story in the Lincoln Journal Star earlier this week about the Heinrichs girls who kind of stepped up this weekend. Is depth one of the reasons this team has got to undefeated and maybe a little bit better than it has been the last few years?
I think so. I really do think so. We played some young kids in the last couple of years, and right now that's paying off for us a little bit. The depth is coming around, getting a little better, getting a little bit more minutes here and there. And to be a team, you got to have more than just five players.
It's always been a great rivalry with Sandy Creek and Sutton, but after you had their number for quite a few years now, Sutton's had your number for quite some time. How much are the girls looking forward to this game tomorrow?
I think they're looking forward. I think that, you know, anytime you play Sutton, no matter what activity it is, the kids get up for each other. But, you know, I'm sure they're going to be ready for us. We got their number in volleyball, and hopefully tonight we can get their number again, once again, in basketball.
How much is the coach looking forward to the game?
Oh, tremendously. This is a big game for us, you know, anytime you get a play. But this is a game that we would like to get the win.
Russ Neidmeyer joins us, the head coach at Sandy Creek. Coach, I guess with your long tenure there, did you expect maybe before you stepped aside, whenever that might be, that this would be possible for the girls to get on another run like this and get the program back to where it was?
Well, you know, it's just a day-by-day, year-by-year type of thing. But, yeah, I hope so. Right now, you know, we've seen this talent maybe progressing up through the system for the last couple of years. But it would be sure nice to grab one more.
Tell me a little bit more about Sutton. Let's get to the X and O's, because you could see them twice here in the next 2 weeks with the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament coming up next week. There's going to be plenty of rated teams in that. But from an X and O standpoint, what concerns you most about the Phillies?
Well, they've got a lot of returning starters back from the last couple of years. Those kids have played an awful lot. You start with the Van Kirk girl, probably one of the best guards in the state. And then you go the Osterhaus and the Bergen girl, they're big girls inside. So they've got a lot of 1-2 punch. You know, they're a team that will probably play just about five, maybe one person off the bench, and that's about it. But we will have to be able to control the boards against them and limit their chances of opportunity. And hopefully we keep the Van Kirk from going off and having 30 points a day.
Russ Neidmeyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for a Sutton. They're coming off a win against Donovan Trumbull last night in their ball game. Coach, how'd that game go for you?
Well, we started very slow but finished very strong. It's a game of transition a little bit. Once we got ourselves going in our pattern and playing hard like we do, hopefully we do at least, it went really well for us. So, you know, it was a game that maybe we hoped it would be a tune-up for tonight's game.
Russ Neidmeyer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I know you've been asked this question a lot now that the movie possibility is out there, but I've always said that the style that girls basketball has evolved to here maybe in the last 10 years, where you play tough man-to-man defense, you get up and down the floor, really kind of started with the Sandy Creek look when you guys went on that 90-plus game winning streak. Where did you come up with that style? Did you get that from another school? Is that something that you developed? Where did that come from?
Well, it really just came from an idea that we used to play a lot of zone and we were short and couldn't win. And we needed to make a change, and that was the change we went to. I figured, you know, we wanted to play a little faster-paced game. It creates more enthusiasm for the kids on the floor. It creates a lot of enthusiasm in fans, for the fans to watch. And it's something we hung our hats on, and luckily for us, it turned out very well.
Do you think that's the style of basketball that's being played by the girls in the state of Nebraska now for the most part that are
winning? Yeah, I do. You know, if you want to play at the next level, you know, you have to be able to do more than just one thing. And I think right now you look at To play in the college level, you got to play, be able to play man-to-man, a fast-paced game. There's not too much slowdown based because of the shot clock. And I think that was something that we looked at, how we can create some opportunities, make other teams play to our style. And that was the key. We changed our style and forced people to play the way we wanted to play, maybe a little faster tempo game than they used to play in.
Of course, Sandy Creek had 8 state championships from 91 to 01. They were the runner-up the other two times, 95 straight wins. What's the difference a decade later with this team, and has the style changed that much?
Well, I think, you know, the style hasn't changed. I just think, work habits. You know, this team right here, right now, is showing signs of having great work habits, and I think that's something that probably is lacking throughout high school basketball and athletics right now is work habits. How well the kids are going to work. They like to see things on TV and watch things, but they're not willing to work for them. So I think with this group here, I'm very pleased. They go out every day and practice and works very hard, and that's something I think that was a tribute to the kids back in the 90s.
Well, obviously we know the only Shaw that doesn't like to work is Brian, so everybody else does a pretty good job, I assume.
I tell you what, he's a tremendous person. So fortunate to have a person of his quality and status around the program yet.
Well, Russ, before we let you get out of here, you mentioned the improvement in volleyball and making it all the way to the state finals. Quick turnaround to get him into basketball practice. Then you come out and do so well in that first tournament. Could you expect that? Did you see that coming at all?
No. I didn't know how that was coming. I knew the kids were just going to take up the challenge and play well, and we just stressed, you know, just keep banging in there and rebound. That was the key we thought in that success in that first week was rebounding, and that's where we've been hanging our hats on all year long right now. We've been doing a great job of rebounding, and we're using the size of our kids a little bit, what they have in talent, and so far it's been very good for us.
And obviously, it's on down the road, a month away, or more than a month away, month and a half. But I'm sure coaches dream a little bit just like the kids do as they're working throughout the day. What would it mean to be playing on Saturday at the Devaney Center in March?
Fulfillment for the year. I think that'd be great, especially what the school's been through this year and going through. We're going to be looking at adding another school to our system, and so it'd be great for us to be able to play on championship Saturday morning.
Coach, for the folks that don't know, we talked a little bit about it during volleyball. What will happen next year with the school and the sports programs?
We will be one school called Sandy Creek, and we'll be at the same place and be the venture of kids from Clay Center and Sandy Creek communities coming together and playing as one.
Well, they've got some pretty good talent that probably will add to the legend and the great play that we've seen at Sandy Creek. And, Coach, we'll wrap it up with that. We'll let you get back to your day. Appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see if you can keep that unbeaten streak going against Sutton.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Russ Neinmeyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can hear the game again tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. They won 8 championships. 8 state championships. Ironically, they've only been to state now once since 2001, and that is now what the institution of the wild card. So, folks, if your team's out there and it's 2-11, don't worry. If you put the effort in, you can get things turned around. Just about every school in some program at some time has been in a good stretch, and just about every school has been in a bad stretch. And you can look at where you're living right now and remember when it was good, remember when it was bad. And, of course, the only way to get it good again or to keep it good is to keep on working. And Sandy Creek and Russ Neinmeyer continue to do that. So, again, the game's tomorrow, girls and boys doubleheader on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Say, don't forget that this Sunday it is a fundraiser for Kearney American Legion Baseball, and it is their second annual Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament at the Eagles Club, which is located at 17 West 24th Street, or just north across the street from Cunningham's. So if you don't know where the Eagles are, I'm guessing a lot of the college kids that want to get in this tournament, they probably know where Cunningham's is. It's just across from the courtyard. Like, if you walked out the courtyard, bam, there's the Eagles. 17 West 24th Street. It begins at 2. That doesn't mean show up at 2:45. like I will. But it means show up about 1:30. Registration begins at 1, and then that way you can be registered. They can have all the tables ready to go, and you can start play at 2. It's $20 to register. There will be buy-ins for the first 2 hours, limited to the first 200 players, and they're trying to get as many as they can. All the benefits go to the Kearney American Legion Baseball Program, and it was a great time last year, and we'll see if the defending champ shows up and tries to put a little move on. It's the Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament this Sunday, January 31st. Play starts at 2. Registration begins at 1. Show up. It's the off week for football. And we'll have it all set up for you at the Eagles Club with guaranteed payouts already. Doesn't matter how many people. They've got guaranteed payouts for first through sixth, and more will probably be added to the pot as the entry fees continue to grow. So
this will probably be a good year for you because you took the worst of worst beats last year.
I took a bad beat. And when you go into these things, and just about anything, and let's put this up front. I in no way. Now, we joke back and forth. I mean, I know I'm better than you, but in no way. I don't know if you can. Everybody thinks they're good or bad or in between. You know, if you don't get cards, you can bluff your ass off and it doesn't matter. And if you get cards, you can get bad beat and it doesn't matter.
The way I like to put it, you have to maximize your good situations and minimize your bad situations.
And I'm good at minimizing. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of minimizing. But yeah, some joker. Well, just because nobody likes to hear these stories. Ace Jack, last position. So I went ahead and made a nice raise. Come all the way back around. And the dealer, I think, or no, it would have been, obviously, I was big blind. And so small blind said, okay, I'm in. He calls me with 2-4 offsuit, as just to make it short. And, of course, the flop comes Jack 2-4. I'm holding Ace Jack. He's holding 2-4.
Yeah,
really?
Pretty bad situation.
You think an ace or a jack would come on a 5-7?
Hey, you can't put them on 2-4.
Anyway, hopefully that doesn't happen this weekend to any of you at the Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament at the Eagles Club. Play starts at 2. All benefits to the Kearney American Legion Baseball. Good, bad, whether you want to be just playing for fun, they'll take it. Stop by this Sunday. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. Are you overwhelmed by IRS tax debt? Did you know that the IRS can freeze your bank account, shut down your business, or attack your paycheck? Well, don't lose another night's sleep. Help is just a phone call away.
I knew that I couldn't fight the IRS, so I needed professional help.
I wanted the best tax resolution law firm to represent me. That's why I called Ronnie Deutsch.
If you owe the IRS, they could be knocking on your door. They're desperate for your money, and they'll stop at nothing to get it. For the past 2 decades, I've helped thousands of businesses and people just like you save millions of dollars.
Ronnie saved me $15,000.
Saved me nearly $40,000.
Ronnie saved me $150,000. Call her, folks.
If you owe the IRS more than $4,000, call now for your free and confidential tax analysis. Plus, get Ronnie's free tax tip booklet and free bailout DVD. Call 1-800-619-9349. That's 1-800-619-9349. 1-800-619-9349.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use 3 independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm on home ice this weekend as they host Fargo Friday and Sioux City Saturday. Face off both nights at 7:05. The UNK basketball teams return home Saturday to take on Colorado Springs, the women at 1 and the men at 3. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are on the road this week, playing at Midland Lutheran tonight at 6 and 8, at Morningside Saturday at 2 and 4. You can hear the games on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. You can hear Husker basketball on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Nebraska men are at Colorado tonight at 9 and will host Oklahoma Saturday at 12:30. The unbeaten Nebraska women are at Texas Tech tonight at 7 and at Colorado Saturday at 4:30. In wrestling, the Huskers will host Missouri Friday and Northern Colorado Sunday. UNK wrestling team will be hosting number 1 UNO Saturday at 7. Hastings College wrestling team has the conference championships at Morningside Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on through the day today. Could even see a few flurries in spots. Otherwise, look for clearing skies as well later today with high temperatures in the mid and upper 20s. North winds stay at 5 to 15. Back to 6 above tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, I'm not going to lie. No, I just don't. I'm not going to lie here. Welcome, and tell your friends and neighbors, because unfortunately, our friends in Lincoln have closed up shop on ESPN Radio. And by listening, we know that ESPN Radio out of Omaha and our friends there barely make it past Lincoln. And I know our coverage area has been going from North Platte to the outskirts of Lincoln. Let your folks know if they're missing ESPN Radio, they can go to ESPNradio.com, tune in to us if they can pick us up on 1460 or 1550, or you can listen to the Doug and Daddy Show online, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And, you know, that should be making, well, of course, we got all the great guests anyway. So you shouldn't have any problems now at all.
Make it easier now, yeah.
So we were already, you know, the best.
We already dominated.
That's right.
More domination.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Kind of quiet there because obviously not a whole lot of controversy, I guess, going on in the world today, except Tim Tebow going to be in a Planned Parenthood ad. I guess that's what we've got here. CBS reacting to a furor over the Super Bowl ad featuring Tim Tebow. The network says it's eased its restrictions on advocacy ads and would consider any that are responsibly produced. CBS says it has received both critical and supportive emails since women's groups began a protest campaign against the ad. The critics say the ad will use Tebow to convey an anti-abortion message. The ad is funded by the conservative Christian group Focus on the Family, and it is expected, nobody's 100% positive, but it's expected to recount the story of his mother's pregnancy in 1987. After getting sick, she ignored doctors' recommendations to abort her fifth child, and of course that fifth child ended up being Tim Tebow, who went on to win the Heisman. That's a dicey subject. You know what? I don't think that's a sports subject. And if we wanted to get into it and debate that, that's one thing. But that's, you know, they tried to touch on it on PTI and Around the Horn yesterday, and Jay Mariotti's just a moron is all I can say about that. You know, it wasn't a pro or con, whatever side you're on. It was just a stupid, stupid argument that he had. I don't want to watch ads like that during the Super Bowl. Well, that's why they cost so much, Jay, because everybody's going to be watching them and they're going to catch everybody. Like Michael Wilbon said yesterday, well, maybe I don't want to watch 9 beer ads in a row either, which is just ludicrous. But
they usually have women in the beer ads, though, which is good.
Well, yeah, so you get the point. And then Tony Kornheiser said, well, I like watching those erectile dysfunction ads, too. So anyway, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Joe, we're going to get to you, buddy. Joe and Carney says, so, my fiance and I have been wanting to go eat at the Bourbon Street joint, he calls it, in the Ramada for a while now. It's called the Bourbon Street Bistro.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Chef Carlos does an outstanding job there. And he says, to my delight, you guys are offering the gift certificate yesterday on your show. And I foolishly thought this would be a green light day. We'll get to that in a moment. I called very quickly, only to get a busy signal. As I repeatedly try to call you with no success, I listen to the jokers calling in who don't know who won the Masters last year. He says it was a sight for me to be yelling at the radio, Angel Cabrera! Like you could magically hear me. But alas, the next caller got Daddy's question right, thus shattering my dreams of tasting the terrific food I hear Bourbon Street has. And then to top it off, all the lights on 2nd Avenue were red on my way home from work. Joe in Kearney. As I have said so many times about the craziness of traffic lights in this fine city. You know, it was at this point where Derek and I discussed, Joe, we have a few more Bourbon Street Bistro $20 gift certificates to give away. And we said, should we give Joe one for that great email? Because he's a loyal listener to the program. But we instead thought, you know what? That's why you sent this email, for sympathy, so that we would do this. To keep your long-standing losing streak going, Joe, we're going to make you earn it. So, no. Ain't going to happen. How much time we got left?
We got some time. We got a minute or two here.
Give one away.
Let's do it.
You know, we're going into lunch. So let's give away.
All right, Joe, call now.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Whoever won yesterday, you can't win again. All right. Outside of that, we're eligible for everybody. A $20 gift certificate to Bourbon Street Bistro located inside the Kearney Ramada Inn. We want to make somebody a winner. We're going some kind of trivia. Did you have something for me?
I don't really have anything. We can just take a caller if you want here.
Yeah. What if it's Joe?
Well, then.
What if it's Joe?
Then he got lucky, I guess.
You know, if it's Joe, come on, give me a break. No, we got to come up with something here. Should we make it hard or should we make it easy?
Well, we asked about the Masters. We could go in that direction with some other majors.
We could go with golf. Yeah, but I think that's
everybody
been
probably
researched.
Knows that. True.
Yeah, see? There you go. Tri-City Storm, the East lost or beat the West last night in the USHL All-Star Game 5-4. Storm had two players, Jaden Schwartz and Radoslav Ilo. We got to give away some hockey tickets tomorrow. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, yes.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right, as long as that's okay. Let's see. I got all
there's
these
people calling. Should we put one of them on the air and see if they know the answer?
Well,
we
got to have a question, right?
Well, yeah.
We got to have a question to have an answer. You know, this is what's called killing time on the show today. I'll tell you what. Okay, I've got it. Let them on. Let them on. Let's go. Here we go. This is even going to be recent events. This is going to be recent, okay? So we're going to go recent events here. And it's going to be a sports-related question. So let's go to the phone lines. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we talking with?
Kev.
All right, here we go. Now, we talked golf yesterday. We're not going to talk golf today because that was last year's news.
Thank God.
Oh, but you're not going to like – I can already tell you're not going to like this. You're not going to like this, so I'm going to throw it out to you. We are down to the final four, the semifinals at the Australian Open. All I need is you to name one of the men's quarterfinalists, and I'm going to give you this gift certificate.
That Wielander.
That's not correct, but thanks for trying. See, I knew he wasn't going to know, and I feel bad. Let's go back to the phone lines, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Brett,
give me, you're second, so give me two of the semifinalists in the Australian Open for men, because one's a gimme.
Roderick.
No, Roddick got beat out in the quarters. Thanks for trying.
Come on.
Well, it's easy for us. We know the answers,
true.
At least we think we do. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Josh.
Josh, give me two of the men's semifinalists at the Australian Open.
Oh, man. What was that Italian dude last night? Hey, it starts with an S.
It doesn't.
No.
I don't have it.
Hey, thanks for trying.
Sounds like an S.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's go back to the phone lines. Give me two of the semifinalists in the men's Australian Open. Who are we chatting
two?
With? Yeah, give me two.
Federer and... I just have one.
Oh,
trying to help people out.
We're running out of time. Yes, Roger Federer is one of the semifinalists. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brad.
Brad, can you give me any of the other three semifinalists for the Australian Open men's side?
Is it Tsonga? T-S-O-N-G-A, I think.
Joe Wilfried Tsonga.
Yeah, Andy Murray, and who's the other guy?
Wasn't Djokovic in there, too?
Well, Djokovic got beat by Tsonga.
Okay.
And, of course, the guy that beat Roddick, Cilic.
Yeah,
hang on the line. $20 gift card to Bourbon Street Bistro, just for getting that right. Hang on the line. We got to get out of here, Derek, so let's wrap up the program today. And, Daddy, we'll be back in studio tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Mike Wilkening, a senior editor of Pro Football Weekly, is going to join us on the program to talk about the Super Bowl. Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, is going to join us on the program tomorrow as well. We'll talk about what will be going on at Fauner here in less than a month, but we'll also be talking about maybe some off-track betting, a bill in the legislature to maybe allow you to bet horse racing somewhere besides a horse track. We'll talk with him about that as well. We want to thank Sandy Creek Girls Basketball Coach Russ Neinmeier for joining us on the show today. They take on Sutton in a top three battle tomorrow night. And also to Kevin Lofton, the co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK, for joining us today on the show. Have a great day, everyone. We're going to give you another chance to win tickets to the Husker women's basketball and also to Tri-City Storm hockey on the show tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.